अनादिरात्मा पुरुषो
निर्गुणा प्रकृतेः परः
प्रत्यग्नामस्वयं ज्योतिः
विश्वं येन समन्वितम्
अनादिरात्मा पुरुषो
निर्गुणा प्रकृतेः परः
Without a beginning. Atma.
Atma.
Supreme Soul.
Supreme Soul.
Purushaha.
Purushaha.
The personality of Godhead.
Nirgunaha. Nirgunaha.
Transcendental to the material modes of nature. Prakritek para.
Prakritek para.
Beyond this material world.
Beyond this material world.
Pratyakthama.
Pratyakthama.
Perceivable everywhere.
Perceivable everywhere.
Swayam Jyoti.
Swayam Jyoti.
Self-effulgent.
Self-effulgent.
Vishvam.
Vishvam.
The entire creation.
The entire creation.
Yena.
Yena.
By whom?
By whom?
Samanuvitam.
Samanuvitam.
Is maintained.
Is maintained.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Supreme Soul, and He has no beginning. He is transcendental to the material modes of nature and beyond the existence of this material world. He is perceivable everywhere because He is self-effulgent, and by His self-effulgent luster, the entire creation is maintained.
Anadiratma purusho nidguna prakite paraha Bhattak Jyama Sayang Jyoti Vishyang Jina Samannitam. In the previous verse, we had already discussed Jnanam Purushasya Atma Darshanam. Purushasya, the living entity, is also called Purusha, and the Supreme Lord is also called Purusha. So, real Purusha is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are not Purusha. We are Prakriti, living entities. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Aparayam itasu vidhime prakritim para. After explaining this jara prakriti or the dull matter that is called jara prakriti, bhumi, earth, water, fire, air, sky, mind, intelligence, and ego, these are all jara prakriti. Material. Sometimes it is misunderstood, mind is spiritual. No, mind is material. Intelligence, that is also material. And this false ego with designation, that is, I am Indian, I am American, I am Brahman, I am Kshatriya, so many things, I am cat, I am dog, I am human being. This is also material conception. I am neither dog, neither cat, neither demigod, not a human being. I am Atma, Aham Brahmasmi. So, there are two kinds of Purusha. One Purusha in the material world, as we are, we are artificially claiming to be Purusha. Purusha means enjoyer. The Kurmis, they are trying to enjoy this material world. They are working day and night very hard to enjoy. that is means purusha-bhimana. Actually, we are not purusha, we are prakriti, as it is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Above this material prakriti, earth, water, air, fire, there is another prakriti, Krishna says to Arjuna, which is para-prakriti. And what is that? Jiva-bhuta, mahabaho, jayidam darjate jagat. Jiva-bhuta, the living entity, that is superior prakriti. This is inferior prakriti, matter. And jiva is superior prakriti. But the jiva, under false ego, he is trying to enjoy this material prakriti, jaya by the superior prakriti, jayidam dharjate jagat. This jagat, this material world, is existing on the spiritual prakriti. You can calculate what is your this body. This body is existing on the spiritual body. Just like your shirt. The shirt is existing on your actual hand. This shirt has got a hand because you have got hand. Matter is impersonal. But because the superior prakriti jiva is person, therefore the matter appears like a person. Because I have got hands and legs, therefore this cloth has got hands and legs. Otherwise the cloth has no hands and legs, it is impersonal. And in Bhagavad Gita it is said, Vasamsi Jinnani. This body is just like dress. Just like your coat has got hand, your pant has got leg. But either the pant or coat has no leg, no hands. Because you have got leg and hand, therefore the coat has got leg and hand. Everyone can understand, it's very easy. So, the original, the spirit soul, has got form. Therefore, the cloth has been cut into form. It is very easy to understand. Otherwise, how you get the form? And in this form, the spirit soul is trying to enjoy this material world, but it is not purusha. It cannot enjoy. That is false. That is illusion. Atak grihachetra sutapta vittai janasya mohoyam ahamameti. So, by our desire, we get a particular type of form. It may be human being, it may be demigod, it may be elephant, it may be cat, it may be dog, it may be tree. In this way, in different forms, 8,400,000 different forms, we are trying to enjoy this material world. This is called material conditional life. Because we are failing to understand Atma-darshan, because the purpose is Atma-darshan. Jnanam nishreshaya arthaya purushasya atma-darshanam. Atma, one should see his real identification, what I am. That is the inquiry of a human being. Athāta brahma-jigyāsa. When I understand that I am not this body, I am Brahma, then we should go on inquiring about, further about Brahma. What is the form of Brahma? What is Parabrahma? What is the relationship between Parabrahma and the Brahma? why Brahma has come to this material world and he has got this material body. This material body is finishable, temporary, and Brahma is eternal. Why this conjunction? These are Brahma Jigyas. This is Vedanta Sutra, Brahma Jigyas. So, this is Gyan. But we are wasting our time, this Gyan, that Gyan, but real Gyan there is no. We are being educated, so-called scientific education, that one is studying the earth, soil expert, one is studying the water, one is chemical. What are the chemical composition of water? What is the chemical composition? In this way, we are acquiring Gyan, but that is not Gyan. That is called technology. Silpa Naipunna. In Sanskrit, it is called Silpa Naipunna. That is not Gyan. Real Gyan is Atma Darshanam. That is Gyan. But we are wasting our time temporary. Silpa Darshanam. But Atma Darshanam we want. That is real Gyan. So that Atma Darshanam is described here everywhere in all the Vedic literatures. The first Atma Darshan is Anadi. Anadi. There is no beginning. We have got experience beginning. Every one of us, we have got experience that this body has begun a beginning from the father and mother. We got this body in a small pea-like form. And the first, after the sex, the two secretions emulsified and it forms into a pea-like body. And that pea-like body develops. And at first there becomes nine holes, these nine holes. That is not manifested, but first of all there are holes. The nostrils, the ear, the mouth, the rectum, the genital, in this way a body is formed. So body is formed upon this spirit soul. Not that automatically forms, unless there is spirit. A seed fructifies in suitable condition into big tree because the soul takes shelter within the seed. If you fry the seed, no tree will come out. Similarly, the matter is grown up on the spirit. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita it says, Jaya idam dharjati jagat. The jagat, the material world, is existing on the spirit soul. Similarly, this spirit soul, as our body, your body, that is also, this body is existing on the spirit soul. Similarly, this gigantic body of this universe, that is also resting on the gigantic spirit, that is Krishna. Not that equal. We are very small and God is great. So the great body, this universal body, as Krishna's soul, universal body to Arjuna. So it is possible for Krishna to show the universal body, Virat, Roop. You cannot show. It was Arjuna's request to exhibit the Virat Rupa because Arjuna knew it, that because I am accepting Krishna, God, so many God will be there later on. A man will claim to become God. But as I am requesting Krishna to show the Virat Rupa, similarly, if some fool accepted another fool as God, he should request him, please show your Virat Rupa. Then accept him. Otherwise, don't accept. So God has Virat Rupa. So both God and we are living entities are of the same quality. Aham Brahmasmi means soham. These words, Vedic words, are there to indicate that qualitatively I am as good as God. His spirit soul, I am also spirit soul. He has got creative power, I have got creative power. He has got senses, I have got senses. Everything. Just similar, facsimile. In the Bible it is said, man is made after God. Is it not? Said like that? That means God has exactly the same form. And therefore man is made also the same form. So in this way, both God and the living entities, they are anadi. Anadi. There is no beginning. Then in the Bhagavad Gita also it is said, na jayate. Na jayate means anything which is born, it has got beginning. But living entity or Krishna or God, they have no beginning. Krishna is also beginningless and we are also beginningless. Just like the sunshine is combination of more small particles and molecules of bright substance. So long the sun is there, the sunshine is there. Sunshine means the combination of the bright molecules, molecular part. Similarly, we are parts of the Brahma Jyoti. Brahma Jyoti means combination of unlimited living entities. Swayanga Jyoti, it is said. Swayanga Jyoti. Vishyam. Swayanga Jyoti Vishyam Jina Samannitam. That Jyoti is spread all over the universe. All over the universe. The living entities are there, just like sunshine is spread all over the universe. And what is the sunshine? A combination of small, bright particles. Similarly, we are also bright, jyoti. And that is realization, aham brahmasmi. That I am also small particle jyoti, and the Supreme Brahma is also jyoti. Jasya prabha. And what is this prabha? This prabha, this jyoti, it is Krishna's bodily rays. Krishna says in the Bhagavad-gita, brahmana aham pratishtha. The jyoti is coming. Brahma jyoti is coming from Krishna's body. Therefore you'll find in the picture of Krishna, there is some jyoti on his face. That is expanding. That is Brahma jyoti. That is explained in the Brahma Sanghita. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. Kotishu asesu vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam. On account of that jyoti, Brahma jyoti, just like on account of the sunshine, all the planets are resting and rotating. That is scientific. Due to the heat of the sunshine, all the planets in the sky, they are rotating. It is due to sunshine. Similarly, this Brahmanda, this universe, not only one universe, but millions of universes, they are also rotating in the Brahma Jyoti. Jasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanda koti. And what is that jagadanda? kotishu asesha vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam. In each brahmanda, in each universe, there are unlimited number of planets. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti, kotishu asesha vasudha. Vasudha means planets or globes. This earthly planet is called vasudha. Asesha, not one, but asesha, unlimited. Asesha vasudhadi vibhuti. Vibhuti means each planet is saturated with different types of atmosphere. Just like the moon planet, the scientist says that it is below zero, 200 degrees. It is very cold. That's a fact. Because it is very cold, therefore the shining from so much distance in the evening, we feel very comfortable, not in the sunshine. God's arrangement is so nice. You require both. The sunshine also you require, and the moonshine also you require. If simply there is sunshine, then you die. And if there is simply moonshine, then you also die. Both. But there is another planetary system that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Najatra bhasayati surya na sasanka na pavaka. There is another parastasmatu bhava anna, another nature, where yatra na bhasayati surya, there is no need of sunshine, there is no need of moonshine, because each planet is Swayam Jyoti. Here we have got one planet, the sun planet, Jyoti. But there in the Vaikuntha, all the planets, Vaikuntha planets. Vaikuntha means Vigata Kuntha. Kuntha means anxiety. Here in this planet, you are full of anxiety. And if you are transferred to the Vaikuntha loka, there is no anxiety. Anandamaya vyasa. Simply ananda. No anxiety. Here you must suffer anxiety. Asat grihat. On account of accepting this asat. Asat means untruth or temporary, which will not exist. Tatsadhu manne surabhajyati hina sada samudvigna dhyam asad graha. This is the Prahlad Maharaj in instruction that this materialistic individuality, on account of accepting this asad graha, asad, not permanent, not truth, sada samudvigna dhyam, always full of anxiety. So in the material world, you are trying to be free of anxiety. That is not possible. That is not. Therefore, it is required atma-darsanam. Jnanam, atma-darsanam. Jnanam nishya-sarthaya purusasya atma-darsanam. First of all, you know what is your position. Just like when man is diseased, the physician first of all diagnose, what is the disease, then he gives medicine. Similarly, first of all you ascertain what is your constitution position. You try to understand. That is the beginning everywhere. That is Vedic literature. The Bhagavad Gita, in the beginning, the first instruction is that dehi nasmin yatha dehi kaumana jovana jara tatha dehantra. Asmin dehe, there is dehi, the proprietor of dehi. We do not understand that. And we become very expert in reading Bhagavad Gita. This is the first instruction. Dehi nasmin yatha dehi. Therefore, atma darsana. First of all, you try to understand what you are. You are this body or something else. That is Atmadarsana. I am not body, that's a fact. I am spirit soul. But I have become bodily conscious on account of loss of knowledge. Ajnana. Therefore, Guru means Ajnana Timirandhasya, Jnananjana Salakaya, Chakshur Unmilitam Jina Tasmai Sri Guruvin. It is the Guru's business to operate the blind cataractic eyeball and give him eyesight. So, how it is done? Jnananjana Salakaya. Just in the darkness you cannot see, but if there is lamp, you can see. So jnana means knowledge. You must know what is your position. There are shastra. You read Bhagavad Gita, try to understand your position. That is Atma-darsana. Everything is there. Atma-darsana. So, first Atma-darsana is that anadi Atma. Atma, the soul and the super soul, both of them. We must always know that soul and super soul, Ishvara and Parameshwar. So Atma means Bhagavan, Atma means this individual Atma, the both of them are anadi. But we have got experience adi, birth and death. So that is not Atma-darsana. You have to understand that there is no adi, there is no beginning. Anadi Atma, Purusha. Purusha, that either the soul or the super soul, both of them are Purusha. Purusha means having form and having the desire to enjoy a blissful life. That is called Purusha. Purusha is always desiring to enjoy. And Prakriti is enjoyable. That is the distinction between Purusha and Purusha. But Atma, Paramatma, is Purusha, and the Jivatma is Prakriti. Then Nirguna. Therefore Arjuna was advised by Krishna, Traigunna Visaya Veda Nistraigunna Bhavarjuna. My dear Arjuna, you try to be Nirguna. This all Vedic knowledge, or any knowledge, Veda means knowledge, that is Traigunna of this material world. Having material world means the three gunas, sataraja tamaguna. So one has to become above these three gunas. That is Atma-darsana, above three gunas. How to become above three gunas? Very easy. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said that manchabhyavicharini bhakti yogina jasevate sagunan samatitta itan. Gunan, this guna, samatitta, sammagrupena atitta. Perfectly overcoming. Sagunan samatitta itan. Brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Immediately he is situated in the Brahma platform. So, Atma is Nirguna. Nirguna stage means when you are engaged in devotional service, that is your Nirguna stage. Devotion service is Nirguna. All other services are activities. We are rendering service. Either you are rendering service in office, or to your family, or to your cat, or to your dog, or to your government, or to your society, you must be giving some service. There is no escape. But that is saguna service, under this material laws. So you have to give nirguna service. If you give nirguna, then you become nirguna. Then what is that nirguna? When you render service to Krishna, manchabhyavicharini bhakti yogena jasevati sagunan samathittayitan brahma bhuvyayagana. It is not difficult at all. You can become immediately nirguna as soon as you engage in the service of the Lord. And so long you keep yourself in that position, Krishna consciousness, you remain nirguna. Māmi vajaprapadyante māyā me tāṅk sarthin. Saguna means māyā. Krishna says, māmi vajaprapadyante, one who surrenders to me, māyā me tāṅk sarthin. So, no māyā touching, no contamination of māyā, māyā me tāṅk sarthin. That is nirguna. Nirguna means be engaged in the devotional, loving devotional service of Krishna. That is, then you are Sarup Darshan, Atma Darshan. That is your Atma Darshan, Nirguna. Prakite Para. As Krishna is Prakite Para. Prakite means this material world, and Para means transcendent. So Prakite Para, you cannot serve Krishna unless you also become Prakite Para, not within this material world. So, to accept your service, to make you nirgun, Prakite Para, Krishna accepts these archavigraha to accept your service. Krishna is standing here. You offer him, and he is ready to accept your service. Now, I am a very poor man. No, the poor rich, it doesn't concern. Ahuituki apratihata. Service rendering to Krishna cannot be checked in any material circumstance. Ahuituki apratihata. Apratihata means it cannot be checked. Any position you can do. Mang hipartha vipasritta jipishu papajunaya. Even if you are born in the low-grade family, papajuni, sriyasudra tathāvaiṣa, sthipijānti parāṅkita, everyone is delivered. These things are there. So, this is ātma-darśan, that how to become nirguna, how to become transcendental, prakite-parā, prattak-dhāma, alparveni. Of course, we cannot become all-pervading. But we are limited all-pervading. Krishna is actual all-pervading. Khetragganchabhi māṅe viddhi sarva khetre subhārata. In the chapter, Khetra and Khetragan, the body and the proprietor of the body, Krishna says that the soul is khetragga and the body is khetra. Actually you are doing. Khetra means just like you work in the field. If you have got 1 acre of land, you do your tilling, agricultural work in that. If you have got 100 acres of land, similarly, we have got a particular type of field of activities, this body. I can do something, you can do something else. So this is khetra khetra ga. But this is so far, individual living entity, soul is concerned, he is also all pervading. All pervading means within this limited body. So long I am present within this body, anywhere of the body, I feel I am present here. You pinch, you feel, yes, there is pain. That means I am present here. I am present there. This is called consciousness. But there is another consciousness. Don't mix it up. That Krishna consciousness. That consciousness, sarva-khetresu bhārata. That Krishna is present everywhere. Sarva-khetres. That is the difference between Krishna. Krishna says, you are Ketargam cha, Ketargam cha, aham. I am also Ketargam. I am also soul, but I am super soul. How? No, sarva khetresu bharata. I am present in everyone's body. I am not present in your body. You are not present in my body. I am present in my body. Dehinasminjathade. But Krishna is present in everyone's body. That is the distinction between Krishna and me. Don't make one. How? You cannot understand what is going on, pains and place, in my mind, in my body. I can understand. Then how you are present in me? How you have become Krishna? How you have become God? This is the God's qualification. Khetra-gancha-vimāṅe-viddhi, sarva-khetra-sa. If you can understand everyone's pains and pleasure, then you are God. If you cannot say, what is my pains and pleasure, and you come as God, then I am not going to accept. What kind of God you are? God must be present everywhere. Īśvara sarva bhūtānām riddhese arjuna tiṣṭhati. That is God. That is one of the God's features. There is another verse, that I know everyone's position, but nobody knows me. That is the distinction between living deity and God. God knows everything, but we do not know God. We do not know God, so we must always know. So when it is said, pratyak dhamma, swayam jyoti, it is described the paramatma or super soul. Krishna is paramatma. Paramatma's business is to witness. Witness to see our activities, because he is within our body. Khetrangan chapi mangi vidhi sarva khetri subharat. So he is so kind. He is, that is describing the Upanishad, that the two birds are sitting in one tree. One bird is eating the fruit of the tree, and the other bird is simply witnessing. That witness bird is God, Krishna. And the eating bird is Atma. So he's giving chance as we want. Actually Krishna wants that you don't try to eat forbidden apple, this apple tree, but you give up this, you come to me. That Krishna wants. But because we want to eat, we want to enjoy this material world, he's so kind. He's sitting along with us and giving us, just like you sometimes take your dog, and whatever the dog wants, you allow him to do, out of love. Similarly, whatever we wanting to do, Krishna is allowing all that. Krishna's real desire is, you rascal, sarva-dharman paritajya mamekam sam, but I will not do. Therefore Krishna is giving me all chances. Do whatever you like. But you reap the result. If you hear my word, then you give up this. You come again, because your position is prakite-para. Your position, my position is prakite-para, your position is prakite-para. Why you are rotting in this, within this material world? In this way, if we understand our position and God's position and our relationship with God, in this way, if we become enlightened, jnanam, then atma-darsanam. Atma-darsanam, that means self-realization. So this human life is meant for self-realization, not simply wasting time like cats and dogs, eating, sleeping, mating, and no, that is not human life. Atatam brahma jigyasa. Everyone should be interested to understand himself, God, and his relationship. Then the life will be successful. Thank you very much.